Let's turn to 2 Timothy very briefly. In our hymn, we had an answer or a directive as to how what we just heard could be done. There's a question in the third verse of that hymn. What has stripped the seeming beauty of these idols from the earth? Not a sense of right or duty, but the sight of peerless worth. Not the crushing of those idols with its bitter void, just leaving an emptiness, the smart, the pain of giving something up, but the sight of peerless worth, the beaming of his beauty, the sight of peerless worth. 2 Timothy chapter 1. Verse 12, Paul says, I wonder if this might also be something Daniel or his friends would have said, "For this reason I also," the reason of his appointment and purpose, "for this reason I also suffer these things," he's writing from prison, "nevertheless I am not ashamed." I am not ashamed. We might have said, we might put this little title over all of the studies we've considered today as well. I am not ashamed. What public testimony does a believer have? All of the experiences that the faithful ones that we heard about today, all of them, they could have been overlooked, as we have expressed. The idols that the king's food was offered to, those idols were nothing. We know that from the New Testament. Those idols are nothing. But for the sake of the one who thought they were something, Daniel would refuse, that he would not defile himself. Bowing down to an image, the image is nothing. Why not just bow down for the sake of keeping the peace, not calling attention to yourself, and you know in your heart you're not really bowing down to a false deity. But for the sake of those watching, I'm not ashamed. Why not just pray at night? Why not just pray away from the window, Daniel? It's not because God wouldn't hear him. It's not because he was purposing to be seen in public. The Pharisees, you know, they planned to be seen in public. And that's completely different from Daniel's intentions. He was seen in public, and he would not refuse to be seen in public for the sake of the testimony that he already had as a public testimony. And Paul says, I am not ashamed. Why? Because he just has a sense of right or duty? No, he says, I know whom I have believed. I know the beauty of the one whom I have believed. And we, as the believers in that one whom we have believed, the beauty of that one, we ought to live our lives with intention so that there is a public awareness of for whom, the one for whom we are living. In another context, the Lord Jesus said to healed lepers, he said, "Go show yourself to the priest." Why? For a testimony to them. Was showing themselves to the priest going to heal them? They already were healed. But they would live in intentional ways. He would cause them to be seen as those who had been healed. We live in intentional ways, not for the sake of showing ourselves, but because we are not ashamed of that beautiful one whom we have believed. And this is a little theme. I'll just trace it very briefly. Verse 8 of this chapter, Timothy was in danger of being ashamed. Timothy had to be encouraged. Don't be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord or of me, his prisoner. Share with me in the sufferings for the gospel according to the power of God. Verse 16, Onesiphorus also had opportunity to be ashamed and was not. The Lord grant mercy to the household of Onesiphorus, for he often refreshed me and was not ashamed of my chain. And the atmosphere or the moment in time when this is really put to the test is when things are difficult. God was seen as a God of power because the three Hebrew servants, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, yielded their bodies and they quenched, it was mentioned earlier that verse in Hebrews 11, they quenched the violence of fire. You know, God did not quench the fire. They didn't quench the fire. They quenched the violence of the fire. They were thrown into the fire. But they were not even singed by the fire. But they were thrown into the fire. They had to enter this terrifying experience, emotionally, humanly speaking. But it was in that kind of experience that it was proven that they were not ashamed. It was Daniel being thrown into a den of lions for King Darius to say, the God of Daniel, he delivers. He rescues. People will know our public testimony when we go through extremity and we make it clear that the God whom we trust is the reason for that extremity. Chapter 2, verse 15. This is a message not to Timothy, not about the Onesiphorus. It's a message to us. Yes, it is a word to Timothy, but this is for all of us. Be diligent. Make every effort, some translations say. Make every effort. Be attentive. Be intentional to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed. Rightly dividing the word of truth. As we come to grips with the meaning and the application of the word of God, we will have the opportunity, and then may it be that we step forward in those opportunities to not be ashamed before the God who delivers, the living God.